Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said, "Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." The metaphor used here would have been clear to Jesus' listeners, but may mean little or nothing to us today. Let me explain. At the time, a person's outer tunic had a large fold in it, which could be pulled out above the belt to make a pocket. Jesus is asking people to imagine a huge amount of grain being poured into this pocket. His message is clear. If you learn how to give, you will receive generously in response. Giving is the language of love and is characteristic of all of Jesus' ministry. He came as a servant to pour himself out for other people. This was what marked his ministry as he taught and healed people. Then, as he hung on the cross, we see the full extent of his love. As we walk in his footsteps, giving is still his way for us today. Churchill put it well when he wrote, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Jesus' teaching about giving runs completely counter to the materialism of our society, where the assumption is that acquisition is what really matters. More money, bigger houses, more cars, more luxurious holidays, and the rest. Jesus turns all of this thinking on its head and invites us to build our lives on generous giving. The reason he did this was not to spoil anyone's fun, but because giving is the greatest possible blessing. In his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, Paul refers to a quotation from Jesus that, interestingly, didn't find its way into any of the Gospels. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." There are many ways of giving, and many of them are tokenistic. We give a little gift because it seems the right thing to do, but we hardly notice that it's gone. Jesus is calling us not to give occasional little gifts, but to live a life of giving. That's the way of being truly alive and knowing God's blessings to the full. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your incredible generosity to us. Teach us how to make giving a way of life. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.